Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That is powerful, Muruti. Romans 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Re a leboha ntate Rabi ka mono ka sebokeng. Singene esigabeni sesibili ke kwamanje. Usisibongi ngithe sithe nje ukudileya kancane ngathi sizongena nge-motivation kulesi sigaba ke sesibili njoba ke sekuyimizuzu emhlanu emveni kwehora lesithathu, and then emveni kwakhe bese siyaqhubeka sithola i-3 songs in a row. Bese ngibuyela futhi kuwena lapha ekhaya uma uthanda ukushare your testimony today. I-platform nginikeza wena, share your testimony. Mhlampe you know lokulangazelela ukuthi ungashare your testimony nabanye abazalwane kodwa uyahluleka ukuthi ufike la ekhaya. Yeah, so today ngithe nje angikunikeza ithuba and share your testimony. Ungayithumela leyo voice note siloku siqhubeka njengohlelo ukuze ke ngikwazi ukuyithola ngesikhathi ingandlula u5 minutes. Mzalwane, uma uzoyithumela nge voice note ngicela nje ingandlula 5 minutes ukuze ke sikwazi ukuthi sinikezane ithuba sishare nje sisonke. Angendlule ngala bese ngiyabuya noSibongi ezosithulela iword of encouragement.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Sitshele ukuthi ucabangani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta ku gospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 0826572729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yebo, singumngane wemihla nemihla, umngane wansuku zonke, your daily companion. Usemgwaqeni kwamanje uyashayela, ngithi lalela indaba ezinhle esikuthulela zona, ulalele kuyo Radio Pulpit app noma ulalele ku AM 657. Siyakwamukela. Kwamanje ke asithole i word of encouragement. Ukhona uSisibongi. Sisibongi, sawubona. Sisibongi? We, Sisibongi olahlekile. Singizame ukumthola.
Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life. 657 AM.
Okay, ngimtholile uSisibongi. Sisibongi, ngiyaxolisa ngathi mina engiye ngaphambanisa intambo la, sawubona? How? uSisibongi uhambile futhi. Hey, bazalwane.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Sisibongi.
Hey,
singizame eminye imizamo manje.
Okay.
So uyangizwa?
Yes, ngiyakuzwa.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Ngiyaxolisa. I don't know ukuthi what's happening nge landline yethu kodwa okubalekile ukuthi sikutholile. Siyakwamukela la ekhaya, siyabonga ukuthi uphinde ube nathi.
Ngiyabulela kakhulu sithi thank you for having me once again today.
Amen.
Mandibulise abaphulaphuli Radio Pulpit. Very good afternoon to everybody. It's very hot in the Eastern Cape. I'm not sure of the other parts of the country, but it's hot, hot, hot.
It's hot.
But I believe that this afternoon, Sunday afternoon, everyone is chilling at home.
Yeah.
After a beautiful service with Abantu whom they attended throughout the day. So I am greeting you in the wonderful name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. Mm. Yo, today is last Sunday yet. So, ngezobuhlungu. Kodwa ke siyabonga ukuthi ithuba sibe nalo ukuthi ke si convey ngithi umyalezo lo uNkulunkulu asiphathise wona ukuthi sokufikise kubantu. Yebo. So today usiphatheleni.
Yeah. Today, I just want to wrap up everything that we have been speaking about, mainly about growth, us growing. As we said, the first week we were talking about growth through creativity, being creative with whatever talent that you have so that you can reach higher horizons in your life, in your career, and be able to achieve your goals in time. And also growing through love, being kind to people whom you work with, creating or building relations out of love, that will also help you until you are able to sustain and maintain good relationships and healthy relationships. And last week, I remember we talked about the boundaries that we create ourselves, which we end up being victims of, but simply because at times we are not fully informed of what's happening around us, or because of the things that we grew up seeing and experiencing, and we just want to isolate. But with that being said, one other thing that I would just like to convey to us and to also the listeners is we need to learn to say no. Remember the story of Daniel, Mommy Sheikh and Abednego. Those four young men, they were able to say no to the delicacies of the king, because Ukumkani, when he saw them, he saw healthy young men, he saw educated young men, he saw Abandaba Raiti, whom he can associate with, and people Abazaba Raiti for a kingdom yank, and was decided that he would treat them special compared to Abanyabandu, but nonetheless, they refused. It's always important that or to understand that it will not take the absence of anything in order for you to partake in it. The fact that I want to lose weight, Mantapone, it does not mean food will not be there. Food will be there, junk food will be there, or everything or anything that I want to avoid will be there.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes discipline for me so that in Dibe Gandhi I can achieve what I want to achieve. So with everything that we said, let's just put one layer on it. Let's learn to say no. There are opportunities that are out there, but at times these opportunities come at a cost. They cost us our lives. They cost us our peace. You would compromise yourself simply because you want to get something. And sometimes you will have valid reasons. For an example, I am a mother, and let's say I don't have food, and I see money lying around, and I know that very well that money is not mine. And I also know who the money belongs to. But because I don't have food, I decide to steal. And that is a valid reason. It might be valid for me because my kids are hungry. Me and my kids, we are hungry. But it is not the right thing to do. Instead, open your mouth and lay out or present your case to whoever is available at you so that you never know who is available or is willing to listen to your problem or is willing to assist you in whatever it is that you are trying to achieve or you are working on. So as the year starts, let us learn to say no, Kulo 2025. Still early days of the year, we are just finishing, wrapping up January, but let us also learn to say no, because one thing about no, it saves you from a lot of damage control that is unnecessary sometimes. Because you would find out that you would allow things to happen. You would allow people in your space that were not allowed. You would allow people to say anything simply because you want to be relevant. You would expose or overexpose yourself to situations. Imagine you want to be relevant, and when you get to school, you just passed your matric, and then when you get to varsity, you're like, you know what? But you don't know ababantu benzandoni and bonabas hendlishanjan. I always said when I got to varsity, I was one of they call it late bloomers. I think I was one of the late bloomers. As usual, when I got to varsity, I didn't even know them. I didn't know that you don't find an MC with Dashman Trap. I always saw posters around the couple of like, guys, there is no MC. And you know, ngisenziyo. So I really didn't know. So there are things that you wouldn't know. Kwabanye abantu it's public information, and it's information that is available, but to you it was not available. So now you'll be exposed. There are necessarily not only just abantwana who will be going to varsities or tertiary institutions, but also in our lives as we grow, in our careers, maybe you got a promotion, maybe you are going to a different country, and learn about things, learn about how people handle themselves. Just keep to yourself and learn to say no, because it has made you fall. It will help you to obey and be disciplined. And nothing is as good as self-control. Self-control, it doesn't mean, as I said before, it doesn't mean these things are not there. They are there. In the book of Corinthians, Paul Uti, everything is acceptable. As long as it is right. And as long as it's lungile, but not everything is acceptable. You can't be partaking in everything simply because it's there. People are doing it. You see people drinking everything what they used to drink and be like, let me try every alcohol that there is. And what if you get sick? What if you behave when you are intoxicated? So you need to not overexpose yourself. You need not to want to be relevant at the expense of your peace. You need not to create boundaries. As much as we talked about boundaries last week, as we said vanilla, but create healthy boundaries this time. Boundaries as a zakusindisa from the danger that you might be putting yourself at. So, as I said, quoting with Daniel and his friends, that the food was there. It was everything. The luxury food was there. But they decided to refrain or to politely say no. But you know what? We decide to do right. We decide not to eat and give us time. And after 10 days, compare us with everyone who has eaten. And when the official was in charge of them, saw a difference. They looked younger, they looked healthier compared to their up-on-danga babo, or their peers. So let us learn to set these boundaries and say, no, it's not going to hurt. Instead, it's going to save you from things. Unnecessary heartbreak, unnecessary damage control, unnecessary things, because you might be wasting resources that you could have diverted to maximize for your profits in your business, improving a skill instead of directing your funds to as needed. You might just take a short course, pay for a short course, and improve and develop yourself. So let us just let you say, you know, as much as opportunities are there, but use a sharp eye. If you are not sure of what to do and how to go about it, ask consult where there's a need for you to consult. If there's a need for you to keep quiet, keep quiet. Don't involve yourself in conversations that might backfire on you in the long run. So, and also watch what you post on social media. I know our lives are on social media. We do everything. We do mostly everything on social media. But watch, because the social media does not forget. It will remind you. Facebook will be like, here's a memory of 10 years ago. Then you did I post this on Facebook? So let us also watch what we put out there on our social media pages. And let us stay safe. Let us stay safe.
Wow. Sis Bongi. Yo, where's the... Selogo nathi nje iqala lenyanga kuningi okuthi kuyas motivate kuyasivuselela futhi nasemphefumulweni. Yes, we know there's a lot okuthi sihlangabezana nakho kodwa uma sisizwa amazwi afana nalawa enza ukuthi sibone ukuthi hayi impilo yinhle. Sometimes ithina singabantu uthola ukuthi asikho obedient or uthola ukuthi asilaleli ngakho izinto zingahambi kahle. So mina I've learned a lot. Angazi ukuthi lapha emakhaya njoba bevalalele le motivation ukuthi bona ikuphi bakuthathile and ikuphi abazoku apply ezimpilweni zabo. Njoba ushilo ukuthi on the first week sikhuluma nge growth through creativity, sakhuluma about growing through uthando. Last week sathi qaphela lama boundaries okuthi wena ngokwakho uyawa creator and uthola ukuthi ke angase akuvimbele ama opportunity. You know, so qaphela ukuthi u creator ama boundaries anjani. Thank you so much nanga leyana yanamhlanje. Uyazi nje sibusekile kakhulu. May God bless you. Unkulunkulu asigcinele wena. Utholakala kuphi mungekho la emoyeni?
Mangingekho lana ngiyafumaneka on Facebook My handle on Facebook is Bongi Nosi, mm-hmm. and on Instagram it's Bongi206. Those are the only platforms that I'm available at currently.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get me there.
Thank you so much. May God bless you. We are saying is a little ngoma yakho ngoba bengilokhu ngithi ngiyakuzama la ngingakutholi ngaze ngafaka ingoma bengithi ngiyokhipha ngayo. Bengithi ngiyokhipha ngo bathu bani ubani konje bengimthathile la ukholeka. Hey, bengithi yeah, kodwa sengizokhipha ke nge 3 songs in a row wena nje lingasuka iphondo lakho liqhubeke lihlale la ku AM 657 until ke sihlangana futhi. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Lucy. Have a lovely Sunday.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I-motivation enamandla ke leyo siyithulelwa nguSibongi no si. Yeah, isikhathi ke manje sithi 22 after 3. Kunomyalezo ongenile la ithi ngidlule ngawo masinya. Good day sisibahle. My message for today, allowing God to lead and trust in God's guidance. It can involve surrendering to God's plan and being open to receiving what God has for you and your family. How can you allow God to lead you? What a question. How can you allow God to lead you? Trust God. Trust in God's sovereignty and that He knows what He's doing. And Kulega, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and fill you with peace. Owesithathu, submit to God. Submit to the Holy Spirit and yield to God's plan. Eyesihlanu, repent. Confess and repent when you sin. Fill your mind with good things. Fill your mind with good things and turn away from sin. Seek the Lord daily. Pray daily and seek the Lord's guidance. Dr. Lungile Madinani, thank you. Thank you, Ngezwi. Elana Mohla. 23 after 3 o'clock. Izolandela I 3 songs in a row. Emveni kwayo ke ngizobe nginikeza a platform so that you can share your testimony. Uhleli lapho ekhaya, uhleli ku sofa yakho, uhleli ku veranda yakho. Thatha ucingo, uthumele leyo voice note. Tata ifoni yakho noma ushaye ke. Hey, as I'm not sure ukuthi our landline iyasebenza kodwa uma mhlambe uthi ungena ku 0123341322 ingangeni, ngicela ukuthi uzame lene 0128320 90. Yilapho ke uzoshare khona your testimony. Angidlule ngala bese ngibuya ne 3 songs in a row.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uThando.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.